Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you, I surrender to you, I give my life to you, everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything I am. Everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything I am, it's yours, yours, yours. Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours.
Thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We bless his name. 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 We give him the glory. We give him the glory. We give him the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Ah, yeah, yeah. Hey, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you right now. Huh? Thank you right now. Thank you right now. Wonderful Savior. Hey. Hey, thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now. Hey. Lord, we give you praise right now. Hey. Lord, we magnify your great and holy name right now. Hey. Lord, look on us right now. Hey. Sit on your anointing right now. Hey. In the name of Jesus, look on the radio land right now. Hey. Touch everyone under the sound of my voice. Hey. Lord, you know how to come by. Hey. You know what we need, Lord. Hey. You know where we are. Hey. You know the very name, Lord, of us. So, Lord, wherever we are, in you, Jesus, come on by now. Sit on your help, yes. Sit on your help today. We need you, Lord. Touch bodies today. In the name of Jesus, sit on deliverance. Yes, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, sit on deliverance. Yes, Lord. Make us free. Free indeed. Who you free is free indeed. Sit on your anointing power. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, we are yielding to you, Lord. Help that old way, not our way, Lord, not our will, but your will be done. Yes, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, somebody need deliverance out there. Hey, yes, Lord. I don't know what your condition is, but whatever you need right now in radio land, right now in the house of prayer, go to the Lord of prayer. Tell the Lord to have your way. Tell the Lord I'm standing in need of prayer. You know what I need. Nobody else may know. But oh, Father God, help me right now. Help me right now. Yes, Lord. Whatever I am, whatever I'm not, Lord, I'm yours. Completely yours. Try me and see if I can be completely yours. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Move by your spirit today. Look on a drug addict today. Yes, Lord. All power is in your hand. You can send deliverance to whatever addiction there is. You are in control. Whatever, Lord, afflicts us, Lord. You're the divine healer. You're the divine healer. Hey, send out your healing virtue right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Baba, my son, hey. Hey, Lord. Hey. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know these bodies. You made these bodies. There is no sickness that cannot be cured. We ask you, Lord, because you give us power. You give us authority. Right now, we find every pain in the body in the name of Jesus. We find every ache in the body in the name of Jesus. We find every sickness in the body in the name of Jesus. We find every affliction in the body in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, even cancer, we deliver out right now in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we bind it right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All kind of sickness. Yes, Lord. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you are healed by his stripes. You are healed by his stripes. You are delivered. All you got to do is reach out and by faith claim your healing, by faith claim your deliverance, by faith claim your salvation. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I never hide your head. Lord, send on your power. Yes, Lord. Send on your power today. Yes, Lord. You know the speaker, Lord. Yes, Lord. Seize your servant, Lord. Send on the anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus. As she opened up her mouth, Lord, you speak to her. Send the anointing power and authority in the name of Jesus. As she's speaking your word, whatever pain might be in her body, whatever affliction might be in her body, let her preach herself free. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Say, Lord, through her word, Lord, through the word that you're sending, your words, through her, Lord, send the spirit which saves, the spirit which restores, the spirit, Lord of God, come by here in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hey, we thank you for filling your spirit. We thank you for filling your presence right now. Lord, just have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. He come over her Sunday. Hey, Lord, because we're in the house of prayer. We're in your house, Lord. You take control. It's not about you anyway. It's not about us, but it's about you, Lord. So, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. Hey, thank you. Yeah, hey, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I died for a bump on Sunday. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. He come over on Sunday. Hey. Oh, glory, glory to God. Hey. So we thank you right now. Just move by your spirit. Hey. Lord, it's all about you. Hey. Lord, just your will, be done. Hey. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you'll listen to Prophetic Outreach Chapel Cleveland. That's LRMG. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Our phone number is 216-538-0432. Hey, oh, glory to God. I'm Apostle Thorne Hyphen Kirkendale. Hey, you're going to hear from my chapel mother. Hey, thank you. He's an old pandari, hey, Sunday. Hey, Evangelist Marva Porter. Hey, she has a great word for us. Hey, and we want to be attentive to the anointing and the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I come before you humbly as I know how. You say in all things give thanks. I want to thank you for everything. Thank you what you already did. Thank you what you're doing right now. And thank you what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to be in the word, Lord. Get in the word, Lord. Send your anointing. Let me speak with power, authority, and anointing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The first lady of this church is going to read the descriptions for me. She's going to tell you where they found and what the verse it is. So we're going to ask you to sit attendance while we bring the word to the globe minister and to the people in the sanctuary. Amen.
Psalms 20:2-6. May he send you help from the sanctuary. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Psalms 27:1-14. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Wait,
yes, Lord.
I say, on
yes.
The Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is the strength of my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. The joy of Mother Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to talk about strength. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about strength today. Where your strength come from. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank Philippians 4:13. I believe say I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Galatians.
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:16.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
1 Corinthians 1:11.
Jesus.
for it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Floyd's household, that there are contentions among you.
Now we're going to talk about strength today. And we're going to talk about where the strength comes from. The strength comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. We just know that we can do all things through God that strengthen us. You know, he can strengthen us. He can give you strength in time of need. You know, sometimes you ever felt bad and you were just laying in the bed and you want to get up, but you look like you didn't have the strength and you just be laying there and just started talking to the Lord and then he let you get up. Hallelujah, and get up out that bed and do what you got to do. And he give us strength day by day. He give us strength to do everything we have to do. It's not our power. It's not our strength. It's God's strength that he give us through the Holy Ghost abide in us, that he give us this strength and stuff to do what we have to do at all. God is the head and the strength of our life. God is our encouragement. He is the joy. He said the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's in the joy of the Lord. When you praise him, everything, your strength can come back. Sometimes you feel so bad, so down, and so alone, and so drained, but God will step right in and strengthen you and give you strength to go another day journey. And I'm so glad that God is the head of our life, and he's the strength of our life. So God is the head of our strength of our life. He move our pain and misery and everything. God will take care of you. He will strengthen you in the time of need. When you need him, he'll be right there. That lady that laying in that bed out there in radio land, that laying in that bed, thinks she can't get up. All she got to do is just call on Jesus and ask him to help her to get up. It's all in Jesus. God gave him all the power, so all you got to do is call on his son. God is mighty. He is strength. He'll strengthen you, and he'll strengthen you when you need to be strengthened. He'll keep you. Strengthen is when you get strong. You make strong. Strength is the opposite of weakness. Weakness. And, Lord, we know that God is strength. It's strength in God. All we got to do is praise him and stuff. I just want to give you some examples. Remember, if you read in the Word, and if you're a Bible scholar, you will know what, hallelujah, you will know what I'm talking about. I remember, do you remember David's son? Do you remember David, when David went to see about his brother, and the big old giant Philistine was out there bragging about who he, what he going to do, and who he going to do it to, and how he was going to kill him, and all this stuff, and everybody was scared of him, but little old David. Oh, David was a little bitty person, and this was a great big giant in David's life. And God let David, king told David to put on all this armor and stuff so he can fight the giant. But David said, oh, that was too heavy, too much. He didn't need all that. All David had was God on his side, and the strength of God gave him the strength. He took that little slain shot, and he put that little rocks in it, and he hit that big old giant, Philistine, and he fell. And he said, nobody talks about my God like that. I can imagine saying, who's talking about my God? My God can do everything but fail. Ain't no fail then, my God. He can take the impossible and make it possible. He can solve that problem nobody else can solve. Man can't do it. Woman can't do it. But God did, he did. Then he took that slain shot and hit that big old giant, and he fell. But you know what? He did it with the strength of God. It wasn't David's strength that allowed him to do that. It was God's strength that allowed him to do that. He moved on David, and David did what had to be did, what nobody else would do, what everybody was scared to do. But with the strength and the help of the Lord, you can do whatever you need to do. Sometimes I feel so alone, and I'll be trying to think, what, how I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. But God always, come to my rescue. He give me the strength to do whatever I need to do. Oh, God, over and over and over. Father, he approved himself to me. He approved to be my strength when I was weak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That the rich said, the poor say I'm rich. That the weak say I'm strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I remember Goliath and Samson and Goliath. Hallelujah. Samson and Goliath. Samson's strength was in his head. His hair was his strength. And he knew this, and he wasn't supposed to let nobody know that. But you know how men is when it comes to women. Oh, you know a woman know how to get next to a man and get him to do what she want him to do. So she kept on, and he kept on telling her he wasn't telling the truth, and she kept whining, talking about he didn't love her and all that. And Samson finally told her the truth. His strength was in his hair. Oh, in his hair. That's where his strength was. God put his strength in his hand. Oh, God gives him strength. Man don't give you strength. God give you strength when you need strength. All you got to do, ask God for it. He gave Goliath the strength, Samson the strength. And guess what happened? Samson told that woman where his strength was. And then let me tell you, Captain Samuel, because when they went to get, he went to raise up, thought he had some strength. He didn't have no strength. The strength was gone. He had lost that strength he had because he told where his strength lied, in his hair. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when he told it, they caught him and they kept him and they put out his eyes and blind him and all. So you know what? So then they put him in prison. So then they was having some, and they brought him out. They brought him out so they could have a circus and show people that Samson wasn't strong no more and all. But oh, look at God. What a mighty God we serve. You know what he did? Samson started praying to the Lord. He said, Lord, give me my strength one more time. Let my strength come back one more time, Lord, just one more time. Give me my strength back. God granted Samson his strength back. And then they put him between them two poles. And when they put him between them two poles, he pushed and he pushed. His strength came back. His strength came back. He got stronger. 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 And then you know what happened? Oh, he pushed them poles. And then it fell. Oh, everything come crumbling down. He died. And everybody else died in the place and everything. But God granted his strength. See, God know what you need. And he'll give you what you need when you want to need. He's a God of strength. He's a God of a second chance. He's a God that will take care of you. Yes, he will. He said, I'll give you strength. He said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You got to praise and you got to give him some praise and stuff. You know the joy come. When the joy come and you praise and stuff, the strength come. Your strength come. You get strong and strong in the Lord. The Lord is the strength of our life. He move all misery, pain, and strife. Hallelujah. God know what to do for us. He know that nobody can give us strength but him. Ain't nobody else can give us strength. And you know what? I got to tell you a story about a man in Acts. It's in Acts 3, 1 to 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Peter and John went up thank you, Jesus. To the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man's name from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging and
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there was a man had been lame from his birth, just laid at the gate. He couldn't walk, and so he just laid at the gate and begged. When people come by and beg for stuff, so for money. So when he was begging, Peter and John came along. So when they came along, he said, they said, silver and gold we have not, but what we such as we have, we give unto you. So he thought, thinking that they was going to give him some money stuff, but he had something else. Now, you got to remember, these weren't ordinary men. These was men that been up in the upper room and was full of the Holy Ghost, was saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and was able to do things. And so they said, with silver and gold we have not, but such we give unto you. So, and when they offered it to him, the young man accepted. When the young man accepted, he felt the strength coming up in his feet, sister. The strength he'd be to come. Now, you know, he had never walked before. He had been laying there all this time. He had never walked. So I can just imagine him trying to make a little baby steps, trying to make, you know, when a baby first walks, you know how it walks slow and make them little steps and stuff. And he's going to see that when he accepted John and Peter, then his strength began to come into his ankles. Come on, start with his foot and come on up. As his strength came up, he found himself standing. Then he found himself the strength coming on up, getting strong and strong and stronger. Then he began to walk. And then after a while, he found that, well, he didn't really know how to walk, so he started leaping for joy. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He started leaping for joy. Oh, he was leaping and shouting. And he did, you know what? And he didn't stop there. He started praising God. He started praising God for his healing and everything. And all that time he sat there and watched the peoples go in and out the gate. He followed Peter and them inside the gate. Well, the first time he ever been inside the gate, the first time he ever got up and walked. So he didn't know how to walk, so he just started leaping for joy. Sometimes, you know, say the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we got to leap for it, saint. We got to leap for joy. Hallelujah. Joy and peace. In the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and strength. God would give you strength. He gave that man strength, and that man got up and went in and followed him into the temple and letting everybody know that he was healed. He was healed. They let him know that he was healed, and he had been sitting there all that time. But God put the strength in them legs and stuff. Sometimes God strengthens people. You need strength. He'll put strength in your body so you can do what you have to do. He'll get you up off your sick bed and put strength in your body so you can go about your business and working and praising him. And you know we ought to be praising God. The young man praised God. He shouted. He was leap. He would take a leap for joy, take a leap for peace. Oh, his leap for the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, he's your strength. He would give you strength in a time when you need strength. Hallelujah. The strength come from God. The strength don't come from man. The strength don't come from woman. It come from God. All the strength come from with the Holy Ghost abiding in your soul. God will fill you. He will give you with the Holy Ghost. He'll give you strength. He'll give you strength to do what you have to do. Sometimes it seems like we just don't have no strength. Hallelujah. But if we just remember when we don't have no strength, say the joy of the Lord is our strength. So all you got to do is start leaping for joy, leaping for joy, leaping for strength. And as you leap, you will get strength. God will strengthen you. You will get stronger. You will get stronger. You will get stronger. And you will know it's God. You will know it wasn't man. It wasn't woman. But it was God. Oh, the Lord is our strength. The Lord is our shade on our right hand. Hallelujah. Oh, he will protect us. He will strengthen us. He will give me, he said, be of good courage and wait on the Lord. He will strengthen you. He will strengthen you when you need strength. When you are weak, he are made strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for how he give us strength today. I thank him for how he helped David. I gave David the strength to feed the Palestine. I thank him for how he gave Samson the strength to, in the end, to defeat the people that was attacking him. I thank God because God know what you need when you need it. But the most in all, I thank him for his strength. He said the strength, the salvation of the Lord is your strength. Oh, he'll show you what your way to go. He'll lift you up. Sometimes you be weak. Sometimes you be sick. Sometimes your legs don't want to move. Sometimes your shoulders don't want to move. Sometimes you get stiff and try to get up and can't get up. But then God come in and he strengthen us. He give us that extra strength to go through. And then we rejoice and we praise and let him know. And then we just leap for joy, because the joy of the Lord, the strength. All you got to do is leap. Leap for joy. If you leap for joy, you will get strength. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. Great God Almighty, he never left us yet. Oh, hallelujah. He know what you need. He know what you need. Sometimes, Sister Edwards, when you feel burning down and you don't know what your way to turn, and then you sit down and you meditate and you begin to praise God and your strength come back. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank him for his strength. We thank him for his strength. We thank him for his power. Hallelujah. We thank you for his Holy Ghost. We thank him because he knows what we need and he'll give you what you need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for God giving Abraham the strength to leave his country and go to a foreign land. We thank you because he gave him the strength to know and to go through when he thought he was going to take his son. But God gave him the strength to know that it was going to be all right. It's going to be all right. God going to let it be all right. Oh, he going to strengthen us when we are weak. When he are weak. Hallelujah. Said that the rich poor sound rich and let the weak sound strong. We got to claim it. We got to claim being strong in God. A strong guy where we can run to him in a time when we need him. And he will give us strength. All we got to do is ask him for it. Asked him for strength. I mean, a many days he have strengthened me to do things that I thought I couldn't do. He have strengthened you to do things that you thought you couldn't do. But when God moved on you and gave you that strength, you got up and did what you had to do, and you rejoiced in him. Oh, it's in praise him. You got to praise him. You got to praise him. Oh, joy him. Joy, joy, joy. It's joy, the strength is in joy. Oh, yes, Lord. Strength is in peace. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God's God all by himself. I'm so glad that he there for us. Hallelujah. All you got to do is ask him and know that the strength is in God. And he got all the strength. And he give you whatever you need. He give us strength. He gave David strength. He gave Goliath strength. He gave all us strength. Hallelujah. In a time of trouble, he will tell us and he will give us strength. He will fight our battle. The battle is not ours. It's the Lord. Hallelujah. Without him, you, we can do nothing, but we can do all things through Christ. We can do all things. all things through Christ that strengthen us. Hallelujah. Oh, without him we have nothing, but out him we can do nothing. But it's strength in God. Oh, all you gotta do is wait on him and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. You gotta wait on him and strengthen him, Lord, and let him strengthen you, and he will strengthen your heart. Hallelujah. The Lord is the light of our salvation. Whom shall we fear? He's the strength of our life. Oh, hallelujah. We don't have to fear because we got God on our side. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord. We thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for strengthening our family. We thank you for strengthening the people's, Lord. We thank you for strengthening your people's, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we know, Lord, without you we are nothing. Without you we can do nothing. But we can do all things through you. All things through you. So we know, Lord, let the rich, poor sound rich, and let the weak sound strong, because we only strong in you. We only strong as you allow us to be. So we claiming it, Lord. You said name it, claim it. It's ours, Lord. We claim and strengthen you, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Oh, let us shout, Lord. Oh, let us jump for joy, Lord. Let us jump for joy, Lord. Let us leap for joy, Lord. Let us leap for peace, Lord. Let us leap for prosperity, Lord. Let us leap for wholeness, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And all, Lord, and all things, just remember that God will strengthen you. All you got to do is ask him. Ask him. It's yours, Brother Ashton. All you got to do is say, Lord, strengthen me today, Lord. I need your strength, Lord. I can't make this journey by myself, but I can make it with your help. Give me the strength to go through this day, Lord, to get through this day. And I guarantee you he would do it. We can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. Amen, amen, amen. Jump for joy. Jump for joy. Jump for that strength. Joy, 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 joy. Strength, strength come with your joy. Joy coming this morning. Joy come with the strength. Yes, Lord. Oh, the strength come with joy. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God is our strength. He is our strength. Oh, yes, Lord. In the time of trouble, he our strength. He will take care of you. He will strengthen you. He will strengthen you. All you got to do is remember, is joy cometh in strength. Peace come in strength. And strength is all strength is in come from God. And we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. All we got to do, that's in the strength. Now all we got to do, just praise and leap for joy, saints, and praise him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Give him some joy. Give him some joy. Give him some joy. Give him some joy. That lady laying in that bed, get up and give God some joy. Get up and move. Give God some joy. The man sitting by the sitting there that hadn't walked for all them years. Oh, when he acknowledged and accepted what John and him had to offer him. Oh, the strength to begin. He felt the healing and the strength coming in his leg. It started to rise and coming on up his body. Coming on up his body. And he could feel his feet begin to move. And then he stood up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when the man stood up, he didn't start to make it. I imagine him making a little baby steps because he had never walked before, so he really didn't know how to walk. So he didn't know how to walk. He quit making and started leaping for joy. And that's what we got to do, saints. We got to leap for joy. Sometimes you have to leap for it. You just can't ask for it. You got to give God some praise. That man didn't stop at that. He went leaping and shouting and praising God, giving God the glory. And that didn't know that he did. And he followed them into the temple. He had never been in there before. But God, that man got up and walked, hallelujah, and praised him. He didn't stop at just leaping. He praised God. So that's what we have to do. When we want him to do something for us, we got to leap for joy. Yes, Lord, leap for joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we sometimes we have to leap for it in order to get it. So, And I thank God for the strength. I'm asking him to give us more strength. Oh, yes, Lord. We are weak. Help us be strong. Hallelujah. And remember that the Lord is our strength in the light of our life. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. We thank you today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Ah, yeah, 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 hey. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. We praise you right now. We praise you right now. We praise you right now. Hey, we are praising you right now. Yes, so, yes, so, yes, so, yes, so. Yes. Yes, so, yes, so. Yes, Lord, we are thanking you. We're thanking God for that beautiful message. We're giving God.